95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Peace.
A new online profession is making news headlines in Brazil.
And that is?
Attractive women will attempt to seduce their clients' husbands. And then get back to the women with the proof of their faithfulness.
That's very presumptuous to assume you're going to definitely be the one that's just too irresistible.
Yes. They're called loyalty inspectors. And they've become very popular on TikTok and on Instagram.
So what is their success rate, if you will? I suppose it's failure rate.
I didn't see a success rate, but they're usually young, attractive women. They charge between $4 and $30 to test men's loyalty to their wives or girlfriends online.
Rewind.
Yeah.
$4 to $30?
Yep.
They're not, clearly, yeah, it's not an American business model.
No, true.
That'll be $4,000 for each minute.
That is true.
And if we actually bed him, the rate goes up.
It doesn't say anything about bedding him, although I assume.
That would be the ultimate goal.
That would be the ultimate goal, yeah. But, you know, they slide into your DMs and they check you out, WhatsApp you, they can find you.
Yeah.
And
hold on a second. I got to delete a bunch of stuff from Brazil I was just about to answer.
Nicole is the first person's name. She's a 22-year-old loyalty inspector. And she'd just given birth and she didn't have a job. And she was first approached by a woman on Instagram to test her husband's fidelity. Huh. Because this guy had been cheating like two or three times.
Well, why do you keep going?
You have your answer.
Yeah, you either accept that that's what he is or you move on.
She said she was very suspicious of him because he'd already cheated a few times. So she wanted for me to hit on him and see if he would fall for it.
And immediately she's like, hi, I don't care. What are you doing? Come on over. Let's do it.
I'm desperate.
I don't care what you look like.
Tell her I'm not faithful.
The answer is yes.
I need to get out.
I can't stand her.
Are we going now?
Oh!
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Peace.
We've been telling stories a lot about Sluggo when he had long hair. This
yes.
makes me laugh
yes.
because he had hair down to his ass.
Yep. Back in the, late 70s, on into the 80s, mm-hmm. way past it being, you know, socially acceptable.
I never saw it.
Yeah, you did.
Did I?
Yeah, we were KZZP when I had that long
you
hair.
You did?
Yeah. I'm happy that you don't remember. I don't want you staring at
that's
me anyway.
That's too bad.
So that's kind of nice. I can probably dig out a picture.
So somewhere. You know the song, Dude Looks Like a Lady.
Dude looks like a lady.
That's happened to Sluggo.
It has. It has. You
and
know what, actually, I gotta say.
And we're going to take calls if it's happened to you.
Oh, gentlemen.
Look like a lady. Or lady look like a dude.
Well, there you go.
You get mistaken for one.
Pearl Jam daughter might apply to you. Don't
sure.
call me daughter. Yeah, when I was a little kid, and my voice was still way up high, I used to make phone calls, business calls for my mom because she hated dealing with anybody.
How
hated
old were you?
Like, probably 10.
Three? Oh, 10.
Yeah,
okay.
10 or 11, and I got to the point where I was really good at talking to them and getting business done on the phone, and they always said, ma'am, we're sorry that this has happened. We'll get it done
hilarious.
Right away. Yeah, so I... Then my hair got longer, so I've been called female quite a bit in my life.
Sure.
I guess I could, you know, I don't care.
You were trying to pass for a female on the phone.
Yeah, that's true.
In person, when you had the hair down to the ass.
I would just laugh when they would say it.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. I was like, whatever, dude.
That is so great.
Who cares? I would say probably 2 out of 10 were like being sarcastic. Hey, lady. You know, yes, excuse me, ma'am, with your long hair.
They were being funny because they knew you were a guy.
Thought, yeah.
But the other 8 were...
Didn't realize it first.
Yeah.
And then they'd
Did
be
you
all
flustered. Anyone hit on you? Hey, can I buy you?
Well, I don't know if it's because they thought I was female.
Hey, can I buy you? Oh no.
Oh, never mind. Sorry about the ass grab, too, sir. You have an amazing butt. So,
818-955 KLOS. Dude looks like a lady. That happened to you.
We want to hear about it. Is it even Pacific Bell anymore? What is the phone company these days?
I don't know.
Well, anyways, we were going to talk about long hair, and you've probably been trying to call, and you're getting a doo-doo-doo. We're sorry, but you can drop dead. We don't want to talk to you. There's something wrong with the phone.
Exactly what's happening, but the phones don't work.
So we're going to pick up that subject again later because the phones are dead right now. I guess in the building. People are trying to make mm-hmm. emergency calls.
Yeah.
Lots of people with major cuts. They're hemorrhaging blood.
Right.
And they can't get out.
Do you think our escape button still works?
Let's find out. So what were you just telling me? Something
COVID-inspired silent cut haircutting service gains popularity in Japan.
That is the most confusing sentence, and that's saying something.
During the COVID-19 pandemic, to prevent the spread of the coronavirus, the silent cut service.
Silent cut service.
Yeah, so you would go in and you wouldn't talk and they wouldn't talk.
Oh, everybody, and that kept you from getting COVID?
Yeah. Okay. It's a way of curbing the spread of the coronavirus.
Okay, all right.
And it's still become a thing.
Oh, sure, because
it's still a no conversation thing.
I hate to say it, but if somebody, you know, like we had to go to an old school barber with a pole outside, and yeah, it's like, you know, and you're like 12.
Yep.
And you don't want your hair cut. Wow, that's what we were just talking about.
Yeah.
And then, so you like baseball?
You don't always want to have a conversation.
No.
I went to Vegas and got into a cab with a woman.
Oh,
and
my God.
I have headphones. I have the giant, like, Bose headphones.
Which is like, don't talk to me.
The noise-canceling headphones. So I say, excuse me, I'm going to put on my headphones if that's okay. And she says, fine. And then she starts talking, and she looks at me in the mirror. And I take off my headphones, and I go, yeah? And she goes, where are you going?
I guess that's an important part.
No, and
of
I
it.
Said, I already said, I'm going to the Mirage.
Right.
She goes, right, front or back? And I was like,
Mirage.
Just in the area of the Mirage. I don't care where you take me. So I put my headphones back on, and she kept time after time.
Really?
She kept talking.
Why?
How often do you come here?
Oh, no, don't. Who cares?
How often do you come here?
Not nearly enough.
And I'm a nice person. I don't want to be mean.
No, you are. You're a very nice fellow.
So I kept saying a couple times a year, that's all. And then I put my headphones back on, just trying to ignore
her. Like, please stop.
And it wasn't possible. She just kept talking and kept talking.
You should be able to get talkative Ubers and non-talkative. They do that, right?
They have a
preference. And I like that idea.
They do have
that's
a preference.
That's a great idea, but not in a cab in Vegas.
Right, not in a cab in Vegas, no. And she didn't stop the whole way there.
Oh, my God.
And I started getting ruder and ruder. Like, I would say things like, you know what? I'm not really a talker, and I'm not feeling great
right now.
Do
it for a living.
Right.
I'm like, just want a little silence when I'm not here.
I'd like to take this ride in silence if I could.
Please. So, yeah, that's a good
idea. Do you normally take rides in silence?
Well, my favorite one was I was in a cab in Vegas with a couple of people that we were not part of the porn convention.
Right.
Is that what you guys are here for? Yeah. We're the stars. She's the fluffer.
I'm the fluffy. You don't have any tattoos, do you?
Me? No.
You don't have any?
Just have my birthmark. That's it.
That's it?
I consider that my tattoo.
I have a tattoo on my butt. It just says, wow, and the O is my b-hole.
No, I'm just kidding. Thank you for not showing me.
Cleveland-based company Save My Ink Forever.
Okay, that's the name of the company?
Offers people the opportunity to have their tattoos preserved as artwork after they pass away.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Nobody wants to see your butt even after death, however.
Interesting.
That's a really good idea.
Of course not. These guys were just sitting around drinking, and they went, you know, I really love my tattoo. I wish there was a way to keep it.
It's a damn shame it's going to rot and be worm food one day.
Right, exactly.
What can we do about that?
They're trying to do it in the most, quote, dignified way possible.
We're helping right now.
Save My Ink Forever claimed to be the only company in the world with the proper tattoo preservation process.
Is it a registered trademark?
They will not reveal details about it, but they do state that it is a complex process that takes roughly 3 or 4 months.
Wow. So basically, once you're dead, they just rip your skin off?
Yeah, let's just be honest.
Pop it in a plastic bag.
It's the only way to do it, right?
Yeah, I think I could help with that.
But how do they do that without it distorting?
Yeah.
How do they keep...
Well, that's part of the patented process. You'll be amazed.
How do they keep the tattoo looking good?
Over here, we have Charlie. He passed away 3 years ago. But look how flesh... His skin is so soft and supple.
Well, no, they remove it from the body. It's just a piece of the tattoo sort of by itself.
Wow.
It's not on you.
It's not on the flesh.
Well, I don't know. Listen.
Yeah.
I think it's on some flesh.
Right.
It's not connected to your dead body.
Right. Right. So then you go into eternity without your tat, man. You know,
you're right, but the tat's still here.
here on Earth for all of us to enjoy.
Right.
I got to say, I kind of like that idea.
Do you?
I like to mock it, of course, because I make fun of everything.
Right.
But I think that's pretty cool. I have some friends who probably do that, as a matter of fact. There's this girl, Wendy, man. She is pretty much just covered. And I know she's going to want to probably, that would be right up her alley.
There
she's
have to be nice some of them that are so personal to her or whoever.
Yeah. And they're just cool, and it would be weird to know that your tats are going to live on in some weird museum until it all burns down.
Would it just be a museum, though? You think they would just keep it, or would they give it to the family? Like, what would the family want with it?
Like, oh, great. Yeah, now we were rid of this guy.
Now we have half his shoulder. This sucks.
All right, so we got, like, $7,800 just sitting here. We're going to try and give it away once a KLOS phone start working. They're back there now, hammering away. Screwing around with the screwdrivers, trying to get it working. So as soon as that happens, give you another chance.
We're getting our Give Me Five ready to go, though.
Yeah.
But to get to us, you're going to have to tweet.
Yeah, you can only tweet us.
At Kevin and Sluggo.
Do that now, and we'll tell you what the theme is later. That will happen as soon as we get our phones fixed. So
it helps if they work.
It would be helpful to play that particular game. I've had quite a few jobs in my life.
Right.
I was, I taught classes for a while, radio classes.
Hilarious.
I worked at record stores, video stores. I was a 911 operator. What have you done? What other jobs have you done, young Kevin?
I was a substitute teacher.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Let's throw spitballs.
What
else have you done?
Wow, I don't
know. What other jobs have you had?
I was a security guard.
You were a security guard?
I was a security guard at college.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you let everybody get away with everything?
I may have gotten fired, yeah.
You were a construction worker for a minute?
I did that for a minute, yeah.
You got fired,
fired from that.
Playing around?
Yeah.
So a lot of jobs. It's all about jobs. We got a suggestion from one Mark Essa for today's Give Me Five theme. Actually, he suggested it for Marcy, the boot camp theme, but I liked it so much, I stole it.
Excellent.
Don't tell Marcy. Jobs and occupations.
Songs about jobs with Kevin and Sluggo.
Yeah, of course the jingle works. The phones don't work, but that works. So if you have any suggestions, jobs, like maybe somebody get me a doctor, you can't call us and tell us, but you can tweet us. We are at Kevin and Sluggo with your suggestions right now.
Sorry. Just a bit.
A fella by the name of Mark has suggested today's Gimme Five theme. He suggested that one. That is a rough job. Have you ever been a DJ?
No.
Kevin, yeah, it's hard. It's not easy. It's very hard.
I assume it's difficult to put words together in the right order.
So it is all about
just an assumption.
Jobs or occupations, and our phones haven't been working.
Well, let's
just try one.
Hello?
Hello, KLOS.
Hello?
Hey. Phone works.
Hey, there you go. All right.
Doing Give Me Five, jobs or occupations?
Jobs.
Okay, it's not a...
Okay. Hat. Well, apparently the phones are sort of working, which means you can call us now.
Our listeners are not working.
Hat.
And have you ever have been working? Jobs or occupations? That's the subject. 818-955-KLOS. Working for the Popo. That's a job. What is this CD you handed me, dude? I can't play this. We can't play this.
Listen.
I know you've been threatened with physical violence if you don't play this.
Let's see.
It's pretty shocking.
By the way, if the phones are working again, we are going to play the game twice this hour.
Yeah, that's right. We're going to play the game twice this hour.
Which is worth $7,800 and then $8,000.
If someone doesn't get it right here between now and 6.
Correct.
So it's coming up very soon.
I have a text.
It's working off and on, so it's very irritating.
You play Working for the Weekend or you go straight to hell?
Working for the Weekend?
And I said, we'll see if there's time before when, well, we can't do it.
Oh.
You are, what? Are you playing that song?
You told me
you. You son of
you,
a bitch.
Listen, he's got it. He's making me. Oh. A lot of doctors in the Give Me Five today. Jobs or occupations, and it wasn't an either or. Someone guessed job, which was weird.
That was odd.
Hat.
Job? That was odd.
I'll have what you folks are having.
We apologize for playing Working for the Weekend. That was 3 minutes and 37 seconds. You're not going to get back. And we're sorry about that. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. We talked about Blue Sky, which is the follow-up to Twitter.
Yeah, I'm very excited about it.
That's
can't
about
wait for
the
them
launch
to...
by the creator of Twitter, Jack Dorsey.
Not asking for $8 yet. That's kind of
not
nice.
Yet. We also found out the phones don't work here at the radio station.
Ah, boo!
So we couldn't do the 4 p.m. contest at the KLOS $100,000 name game.
Or
the 5 p.m. contest.
Boo!
So we're going to assume the phones will be fixed by Heidi and Frank tomorrow.
Yeah.
By the time they come on. And at 8 o'clock, the jackpot will be worth $7,800.
And we're very disappointed. We love giving away the cash. So damn it, comma, damn it, comma, damn it, exclamation point.
We tried. We failed.
That's the story of our lives. All right, I'm off to pet the kitty. The wonderful Kitty of Oz. Yeah,
I thought you were going to finish.
I will see you later.
See you tomorrow. Peace out.
Okay, bye. Hey, by the way, we got $7,600 to give you a shot at in just a few minutes of the KLOS $100,000 name game. Coming up in just a matter of moments. That pot is high.
Well, this one's quite the feat.
Mortician can tell you. Money, money, money! Take our money!
KLOS, who's this?
This is Martin.
Martin, you're the 39th person to try and guess what this word is.
You are caller 13, which means you get to play.
Okay.
All right.
I've been doing construction for 30 years.
So I'm
thinking...
Hold on a second. We'll give you some information, especially for everyone else as well.
We're looking for something you find at a construction site with a one-word name.
And the last two guesses were contractor and dumpster. So with your experience out there on the job site, what do you got for us?
Come on.
It's got to be trash. Because they said dumpster. What goes in the dumpster? Trash. It wasn't dumpster or anything.
No.
Someone's irritated with you in the background.
Yeah, that's my...
I mean, it doesn't need
the other one was the caterer.
You don't get multiple guesses, dude. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Go ahead, take 420 more guesses. Sorry, buddy. Sorry, man. But thanks for playing.
Next hour, $7,800.
Yeah. Lo and behold, the phones are back. Hot damn.
Listen, it's a 50-50 proposition. Sometimes the phones work. Other times the phones don't work.
Yeah, somebody spilled coconut water on the phone system here, so it's been a little iffy ever since that happened.
But while it's working, for this very second...
Call.
Let's give you a shot to win your share of $100,000 and a two-night stay at the Sahara in Las Vegas. Caller 13 right now, 818-955-KLOS. Get to play the KLOS $100,000 name game.
And it's a thing set, $7,800. If you're caller 13, you can answer our precious question. You get that $7,800. Good luck.
Hey, KLOS, who's this?
Hello, KLOS.
Hello.
Who's there? Who's this? The phones are working now. It's awesome. We can call
phones
out.
Phones are not working
so
now.
So we can call you, but you can't call in. We can't hear you.
So we're going to have to do the game
contest. We want to give you money.
A little later.
Damn it.
But we can't do that right now because bad.
Agreed. Well, they're throwing stuff at Kevin.
You're all right.
But we can call out. We can make obscene phone calls.
We've never been able to do that. We couldn't do it now.
Let's do it now. Let's call people randomly.
I'd love to.
Obscene phone calls. So they haven't actually told us yet that the phones are working. They've been back there working. All the phones in the building, this beautiful tower,
right,
are not working apparently properly. But we thought they were a little while ago, so we tried. We're going to try again now, but we're not sure if they're going to work. But we'll give it a go. This.
The name game.
It once that we need to do for last hour.
That's right.
Because the phones didn't work.
That's
and then we
right.
need to do it another time for this hour.
That's right. We're going to do it twice between now and 6.
Hopefully.
Hope it works.
818-955 KLOS is a phone number that occasionally works. And if you're caller 13 right now.
And you can tell us the word we're looking for, $7,800 will be yours. Well, hell's bells. We tried. We gave it that old college try. What does that mean? I never went to college,
sure.
So I don't know what it means. But
I went to college. I never tried. So I don't know.
But yeah, the phones don't want to
work.
So if they do between now and 6 when we get out of here, we got an idea for how we're going to play the $100,000 KLOS name game. And if they aren't, then it's going to roll over to our friends Heidi and Frank in the morning. But we'll see. Don't give up yet. Hang in there.
I'd give up. I think if I were you.
You be careful. We'll play Working for the Weekend again. I swear, dear, this has never happened to me before.
Listen, the phones haven't worked since 3:30?
Yeah, at least. Our pal Stu, a while back, said there was something funky with him, and we all just laughed and pushed him over and said, shut up, you don't know what you're talking about.
Right.
But the phones, they've been working back there. They're swearing, they're sweating up a storm.
So we tried to do the contest in the 4 o'clock hour. We tried to do it this hour, and we couldn't do it either time.
One guy got through. It was weird, with a request. He didn't even know what he was talking about.
Yeah, he wasn't the correct caller.
He said hat or something. Right. It wasn't even the contest.
So we're going to have to start the contest again tomorrow morning with Heidi and Frank. Now, we're assuming the phones will be fixed by then.
Yeah, they're going to work through the night. Yeah, that'll happen.
And then at 8 o'clock, they will do this contest again, and it'll be worth the current jackpot of $7,800.
That's right. So we're going to pick up there tomorrow morning with Heidi and Frank. And I'm really disappointed. I love playing those games.
I do, too.
I really enjoy that silliness and tomfoolery. So we're very disappointed. But tomorrow morning, maybe your luck will be better. $7,800. And good luck with that. No, whatever, man. I'm going to go up and cry. The Eagles' album, The Long Run, hit number one on the U.S. album charts on this day in rock in 1979, and it sat there for 9 weeks. Opening the doors to lots of farewell concerts and return concerts, Elton John on this day in rock in 1977 told a crowd that he was retiring from live performances.